How to redirect today with the reality of having been away.
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Or maybe gone astray. Number one, how to redirect? Return the way you came. Which means just go back. In the movie Lion King, what did Simba say? I'm going back. And he said this with all excitement, knowing he was going back to where Scar was and where darkness reigned. See, when you are renewed within, no dark environment on the outside will keep you down. Retrace your steps, my friend. As the Chinese remind us, no matter how far on the wrong road, turn back. Number two, how to redirect? Envision a new direction. We use the word vision, but come on, the word revision is also an option. You know, for the longest time, knowing that I was going to run a marathon next month, I was running minimum distances of 3 kilometers, maybe every 2 or 3 days. And the moment I realized that it wasn't taking me anywhere, just farther away from my goal, I decided to revision. And so with a marathon just a few weeks from now, I have realized that pushing the original goal of even bettering my sub-4 time may not be what is possible at this time. So I'm now assessing what would be a more realistic target given my current state of health, of wellness, of fitness. Envision a new direction. Number three, how to redirect? Align with people who are still committed. And maybe also to those you may have disappointed. You know, my last meeting today was with a professional who wanted to restart his dream of helping abused kids recover from their ordeals. He acknowledged he was too busy and too distracted for a while. But when he realized that it truly was his calling to re-engage, he gave us a call, he acknowledged his mistakes, and is now asking for support from partners who are both willing and able. Align with those who are still committed, but also acknowledge it. You know, to those who may have been disappointed. 1, 2, 3. Number four, how to redirect. Insist on established milestones, or what they call KPIs, key performance indicators, and deliverables. You know, when Maricel was preparing for our fifth kid, Solana, you know, she felt the need to apologize to our eldest, Ella, for the mistakes she or we committed being our first child. She was like our guinea pig, right? And you know, what a gracious little girl. Ella said, Mom, it's okay. We can start anew. We can reestablish new ways with Solana. And now Ella is part of those who make sure that indeed we employ better strategies and techniques with our Bunso, who's now a tween, by the way. Oh my God, next year a teen. And finally, number five, to redirect. When you have realized that you have been away or gone astray, is make sure you embrace the learnings. Romans 8:28, all things work for the good. All things, which includes the misses and the mess ups of our lives. Sometimes we win. Robert Kiyosaki reminds us, sometimes we learn. How to redirect once we've realized that we have gone away or perhaps gone astray, simply re-aim again. Return the way you came, envision a new direction, align with people who are committed and with those who are disappointed, perhaps. Insist on new ways of doing things. And number 5, M, make sure you embrace the learnings. R-E-A-I-M. Is it time you take a re-aim, not a name, but a re-aim for a better life?